T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some shows talk about one team.
Other shows barely talk sports.
This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks. Yeah!
Every day. This show will talk sports every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer
on 1250 AM, The Fan.
It is Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM, The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Hour number two. You missed hour one. How would you sum up hour one, Charlie? How would you sum it up for people that are just tuning in and missed the 2 o'clock hour?
A lot of very angry Sparky. And a little bit of basketball.
A little bit of basketball at the end, previewing Bucks Pacers. We'll talk more basketball with Bill Reiter, CBS Sports NBA Insider at 4:20. Talk more Bucks Pacers. And he's a big anti-Doc Rivers guy. So that should be entertaining as well. More football to a guy I'm sure that's not nearly as angry as me. Is Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette. He's just, in general, a very happy person. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty. Pete, thanks for coming on.
So what has you riled up today? Is it the Packers' first-round pick?
Yes. The fact that at 20, you were within 5 picks of having one of the 2 best corners in the draft, a position that nobody thought you were going to be in. Then, when the Dolphins are on the clock, you really are right there with Philly and Jacksonville both needing corners, knowing that either one of them could take each one, and then you're not going to get either one. Here was your opportunity with multiple 2s, multiple 3s, to get up with Miami and take one of those corners. And then, all of a sudden, you've got a lockdown corner at Jair Alexander, one on each side. Valentine's your 3rd corner. You've got Xavier McKinney. You come back and take a safety today, and your secondary is set for the next 5 to 8 years, and you're done with it, and you don't got to worry about it. It's only, you know, one of the most important positions in football. Instead, you allow the Lions to sneak up and possibly haunt you forever in Detroit and Arnold, and then you come back with your pick and take a guy that's probably a guard with your pick, a guy that was so good, you didn't want to even think about moving back when you had offers in the first round or offers to go back to the second round. I said it earlier. Would you rather have a Pro Bowl guard or a Pro Bowl corner? Pro Bowl corner. Would you rather have a Pro Bowl right tackle or a Pro Bowl corner? A Pro Bowl corner. Would you rather have a Pro Bowl corner or a Pro Bowl left tackle? Now, I don't think this man's going to be a Pro Bowl left tackle. If I'm wrong, fine. I'd rather have the Pro Bowl left tackle. So if that happens, then fine. I'll be wrong. If any of the other options happen, then I'm going to be mad. That's where I'm at on this one. It has nothing necessarily to do with the kid necessarily. It has more to do with the fact that you were so close to get a stud, and then you just chose not to do it.
So what I would say to that is take it for what it's worth, but there's a lot of assumptions in there.
Yep.
And amongst the biggest is that either of those corners is going to be good. And for all we know, they'll both be average players, might even worse. If you look at the bust rate, or not even bust rate, but just, blah player percentage in first rounds, go to drafthistory.com sometime and look at the first rounds for the last 15 years. There are way, way more misses than hits.
Sure.
So I'm not at all convinced. I mean, both these corners, they might be 3 years from now the two best corners in the league, but, they might both be flailing in their careers by that point, too. I would say if you're Brian Gutekunst, you would have to be awfully sure that these guys are that good and feel really strongly about it to be worth the price of moving up. Those trades up, I'm just not a big fan of those. Not that you never do it, because you there are times where you should, but there's just no way to know. Morgan could easily end up being the best player of those three. Morgan could easily end up being their left tackle for 6 or 7 years, just like he might not be any good, or he might be a guard. Who knows where he winds up. I talked to 5 scouts before the draft about the offensive linemen. One of them loved him and thought he'd be the best. He might end up being as good as any of those tackles, including, the ones who went way ahead of him.
Joe Alt and those guys?
He didn't say, Alt didn't come up in it. We didn't talk about him, but all the other ones, Latham,
Bashanu and all those.
Yeah, all those guys. He said he could end up being, at least as good as them. And that was in one guy's estimation. 3 of them thought he'd be a really good, they think he's a very good player and he'd be a really good pick at 25. And one was kind of, solid player, okay pick at 25, doesn't excite me. So, these opinions are going to be across the board, but I just, you don't know if those corners are going to be good just because they were the first ones off the board. The best corner in the draft, it could end up being a 4th-round pick. I mean, Richard Sherman was, what was he, a 5 or 6?
Yeah.
It's just the assumptions that those guys are good players, it's a pretty big assumption because there's such a crapshoot element to
there
the draft.
Okay, fine. That may very well be true, and you may be right. But there's a lot more positivity out there. We're talking about those two players than there is on Jordan Morgan. Mike Wall, the former Packer offensive lineman, had a video up that he put up a month ago.
Yeah,
I was more depressed after watching that than I was before I was watching that. I got done. I turned it off halfway through. I'm like, I can't do this. I mean, his most positive comment was, he's a football player. That was it. He led the video with, he's not a first rounder. He's a project. Yeah. I mean, my God, how could you possibly be excited after you watch that?
Well, Mike's videos are great. He is a really smart guy. I watch his podcast every week.
I've had him on with me several times.
Really,
he's a great guy.
The one thing I don't think he has a feel for, because he doesn't have a panoramic view of the draft and he doesn't look at everybody, he doesn't even look at all the offensive linemen, is putting the round grades on him. I don't think his feel for that is that great. His evaluation of the player was really good, and I thought it was a lot more positive than negative, but he did say, and he showed clips, and I saw on Twitter a Senior Bowl clip too that showed the same thing. This guy's got an issue with, he gets his hands outside too quickly.
He's like, he's hugging the guy, or he's dancing with him. Yeah.
So he loses, so bull rushes, that leaves him susceptible to that, and holding calls.
Yep.
I'm assuming the Packers saw that and said, we can coach this out. They're not teaching him down there. We can coach this out of him. That's a technical issue that they probably, I'm sure, think they can coach out of him. But I thought Wall's overall take on him was pretty positive. I mean, I wonder, if we went back in time and you showed a Wall tape of Zach Tom, I wonder, what he would have said about him. I mean, Tom was a 4th-rounder.
Yep.
And he was their best O-lineman last year. I would almost never.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Per se, a pick is either good or bad when they make it. You gotta get a year or two to see what they're made of, to see if they're any good or not.
I am never taking a guard over a possible shutdown corner in a draft.
They see him as a tackle.
Well, then he's a good. So that means Zach Thomas moving inside, probably. Or they think he could play left tackle and replace Rashid Walker. Because Gutekunst said they think he can play four positions. Well, center is not one of those. So
right. I think the possibilities are there's several. Now, this is assuming he's good. He's a little better than Walker at left tackle. You play him there. You move Walker to right. You move Tom inside. Walker beats him out in camp, but he plays well enough where you still want to get him on the field. You move him to right tackle, move Tom inside. Or you move him to right guard and see if he can beat out Sean Ryan for that job. And then next year you move him to tackle when Myers leaves and you move Tom inside. Even like Jonathan Ogden played guard his first season. He's a Hall of Famer. So, you know, I think what they like about it is it gives them all these options for moving guys around. Now, those options aren't good. If it turns out the guy's just not very good, then you haven't helped yourself at all. But that's from listening to Gutekunst last night, that was their thinking behind the pick. But I think they see this guy as a left tackle. And I will say, four of the five I talked to said this guy is an NFL left tackle. One of them was iffy on it and said right tackle for sure, and then guard for sure, but he was iffy on left tackle.
So no concern about the arms.
There's some. Gutekunst said last night he thinks the foot speed makes up for it, but And he does have huge hands, which I did ask a scout, which is more, if you can only have one or the other, long arms and smaller hands or shorter arms and big hands, he said he'd prefer to have the long arms. So that definitely is a potential issue, and maybe it'll be a problem for him. I can't tell you it won't, but you know, that's we'll find out.
I love having Pete Doherty on. He tries to calm me down. You're doing a good job. Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty. Okay, so let's talk about what happens next here in the second and third round. A guy was giving me crap on Twitter when I was going off, saying the only thing that'll make Sparky even more mad if they trade up for Cooper DeJean, because I'm not a Cooper DeJean fan at cornerback at all. They move him and play him at safety. I'm more willing to accept that at this point. So what do you think the odds are that they do something with Cooper DeJean tonight? And I'm guessing they would have to move up.
I would guess the same thing too. I thought it was a really interesting idea to draft Edgerrin Cooper, the linebacker, because he adds that extra element with the pass rush. He had 8 sacks last year as an off-ball linebacker. That's a lot for that position. This guy can blitz. So I thought it'd be interesting if they took him either at 25 or traded back a little bit. So both him and DeJean are on the board. They're sitting at 41, which is the 9th pick. I don't think either one of those guys is going to make it to 41. So if they want one of those two, they'd have to trade up. I looked on the Jimmy Johnson chart. Trading their 4 would probably get them up, you know, 4 or 5 spots. You know, teams, there's some leeway there, but probably about that. So maybe they could get one of those two there. And look, maybe they don't like either one of them enough to do it. You never know what their particular board looks like. Teams grades on guys, it just varies widely. It's you know, that's why Gutekunst can say having 5 picks in the top 100 means he'll probably get 5 of his top 50 players, because the team's boards from team to team, and there are 32 of them, they vary that much.
So have you talked to anybody about Cooper DeJean and how many think he could play corner versus safety?
Yeah, it was funny. I only talked to 4 people about him, and 3 of them said outside corner. All 3 of them said I would begin him at outside corner, and if he fails there, move him inside. One of them thought safety was his best position, and nickel slot was his second best, and outside corner was 3rd. I'm with you. I'm assuming if they draft him, it would be to play the second safety, which is, you know, they play a lot of, they're going to play, it sounds like, a lot of single high, and McKinney's going to be that guy. So I would, if they pick DeJean, I would assume it would be to be the other safety who would be more towards the line of scrimmage, which is a lot more like that nickel corner job, which is where he was most productive, was in 22 when he was Iowa's nickel corner.
If that's how they use him, I'm fine. If he's a second safety, I'm good. I completely disagree about outside corner, but we'll see how that whole thing plays out. What about that safety position? If they don't go Cooper DeJean, how long can they wait to get who they want, or do they have to be aggressive in the second round and use one of those second round picks on them?
Yeah, I'm thinking they probably need to use one, unless they've got, you know, one of these guys who they think nobody's going to pick, who they like. They think, yeah, we like this guy way more than everybody else. But I'm thinking they probably have to do it in the second. And I'm wondering the same thing with inside linebacker, or, you know, I guess it's off ball linebacker now since they're in 4-3. So, you know, it wouldn't be a shocker if 41 was one of those two positions and 58 was one of the others, and maybe even they'd entertain a move up from one or both of those spots to pick somebody. This guy does like to move around, but you never know. You know, maybe there's that pass rusher from Western Michigan, Nealand, I think is his name.
Yeah, correct.
You know, if he's there at 41, if they think there's something to this guy, maybe they take him at 41. Who knows?
What about Tafondre Sweat? That's my guy. To put on the middle of that line. Now, again, partier, no, I'm not. Then you get ticketed. But it's Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm not going to worry about that if he gets drafted by the Packers necessarily. Do you think because his RAS score is like 1 or 2, whatever the heck it is, that's not even a consideration for the Packers?
I don't think the RAS score would be it, and I haven't even looked at it, so I didn't know it was that low.
Oh, that's horrible. Maybe it's 4. It's not good, though.
That's because he's so big,
yes.
You know?
Yep.
So, I mean, it sounds like he's just, you know, there's real potential there. I'm just guessing, because I thought, and I thought Wyatt wouldn't be on their board 2 years ago, or at least in the first round they drafted him. So take this for what it's worth. My guess is they won't have a high grade on Sweat because of the off-field stuff, but I could be dead wrong, just like I was on Wyatt.
No, it would make sense. One last one for you. What about running back? I want a home run hitting running back like Jalen Wright out of Tennessee to go with Josh Jacobs. That's my preference, and you probably have to do that in the third round. I'm not sure you can wait longer than that. Your thoughts on how they view that position right now?
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, too. I maybe we're the only two people around who think this, but I think running back is a big need because those guys get hurt. And if Josh Jacobs, Dylan is just, there's just not a lot there. He's just a very ordinary back. And if Jacobs gets hurt, especially if he has to miss a big stretch of time or he got hurt, you know, in a playoff game or right at the end of the season, man, that would really hurt the offense. Look how much that offense picked up when Aaron Jones was playing, whenever he was healthy and played. Love, that helps Love so much. So if I'm them, running back's a priority. And I'm with you. I'm thinking they probably have to pull the trigger in the third round. They're picking late in the third round. You know, those backs are going to start coming off late too. And so, like with Wright, I don't know if he's there. What do they have, 88? Is that where they're picking?
Yep.
I don't know if he's there then, you know. So maybe they would – that's why there's so many options. Maybe they – you know, because Gutekunst even talked about moving back last night too. So maybe he moves back from 41. Maybe there's, you know, several guys he likes and he moves back. And he picks up an extra four, and then he can move up in the third, use that four to move up with one of those third round picks to take like a back, for instance. It's a big puzzle, and unless you know the Gutekunst game plan, it's really hard to guess at what he's going to do.
There's no way he can make me mad like last night. I don't foresee any possibility of that. I think pretty much no matter what they do, I will be fine with tonight. I feel confident that I will not be as mad, and I really hope that's the case. Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty. He is the positive side of me. Pete, thank you so much for coming on, buddy.
All right. Thanks for having me, Sparky. I'll talk to you soon.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.